Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and welcome. You know, I started this show in 2010. It's the oldest show in Apple Podcasts for job search. No show in that arena has as many episodes as this one. If you watch it, or I should say listen to it on anchor.fm, what you'll find is there are two iterations of the show. There's the original No BS Job Search Advice Radio, which is done as, well, it's a few thousand episodes. Probably about 1,800, 1,900 of the episodes are under that label. Then there's No BS Job Search Advice Radio, which is the more recent shows. What happens is I moved over from another platform. They didn't release all the shows right away. A little bit of a mess, but the long and the short of it is on anchor.fm, it's in two areas. The original No BS Job Search Advice Radio, I think it's on Apple Podcasts that way as well, and there's No BS Job Search Advice Radio. So there's a great reservoir of information available to you. I just want to make sure you knew about it. Now, this show is about personal branding, and it's a concise way, a concise guide to creating your personal brand. Hope you find this show helpful because branding is so important to people in their careers. Otherwise, no one really knows what's different about you than anyone else. So listen to the show. It's concise, and we'll be back in just one moment. Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and people hire me for No BS career advice and coaching globally. And today I thought I would do a video about figuring out your personal brand, determining it. And frankly, everyone tells you to build a brand, but they don't tell you how, so no one or few people actually do it. So I thought I would give you some ideas about steps to take. And I just want to be clear. You're going to have to do some thinking. You're going to have to do a little bit of work. It's not that hard, but you've got to take a little bit of time and then start taking action. So the first thing is think about your strengths. What are you naturally good at? What skills and experiences set you apart from others in your field? Determining your strengths can help you focus on areas where you can excel and differentiate yourself. And then the next thing that cooperates with this is determining your values. What matters most to you? Your values should be at the core of your brand as much as your strengths and guide your decision-making and interactions with others. Because there are going to be people who are going to try and pull you in different directions from what your core is telling you to do and away from your strengths. Don't follow their advice. Be smart about this and identify and use these as a North Star for your work. Then from there, determine your goals. What do you want to achieve in your career and personal life? Your personal brand should align with your long-term goals and help you move closer to achieving them. And then start thinking about the audience and who you're trying to reach with your personal brand. Understanding your target audience can help you tailor your messaging and content to resonate with them. And lastly, start looking at your competition. Look at what other people in your field are doing and how they position themselves. And thus, once you're able to figure this out, this can help you identify areas where you can differentiate yourself and stand out. So once you've gone through this, you should have a pretty good idea of your personal brand to be able to articulate it to others. As you heard me say at the beginning, people hire me for No BS career advice and coaching. That's a pretty clear statement of what my capabilities are, isn't it? So I hope you found this helpful. Take some time to do some work on this. And I have to tell you, you can modify it. This is not being stuck in one model. But you start with this effort, and you should be able to move ahead. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that can help you. Plus, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides. Schedule time for a free discovery call. Schedule time for a paid coaching session with me. Also, if you've got questions about job search, hiring more effectively, managing better, workplace related issues, a career transition, you can schedule time for what I call trusted advisor services, where you can spend some time asking me questions. I'd be very happy to help you. Have a terrific day and be great.